As many of you know, I have the privilege of working for a mission agency, Missions Door. And in September, Bruce started talking to me about possibly filling in for him. And at that time, I asked him if it would be all right if I invited a special missionary to come and to join us. And I knew I wanted Jose Quesada to come and to share. And fortunately, his schedule was free so he could do that. I've noticed with our mission that sometimes we think outside the box, and for a number of years we've been doing ministry in Cuba, but we couldn't tell anybody we were doing that. And last year we received permission from the State Department to travel to Cuba, and we are now taking teams, or we're taking vision trips. And it could be that one of you would like to join us. I'd like to go to Cuba and to see what God is doing. God's alive and active in this country that we know little about. You have the bio sheet that we've handed out, and it tells a little bit about Jose and his wife and daughters. He is not only a pastor, he is one of our bivocational missionaries. He's a gifted contractor by trade, but he's got a pastor's heart, and I understand there's even in the works starting a church this year, possibly in Aurora. As I was meeting him before the service, I was trying to use my Spanish to give him instructions, and I looked at the clock and I said, "Now, you have in Spanish, I said, you have till 12. And then David corrected me. No, he has till 11. It's when the minute hand is at the 12. So who knows what we have. Well, Jose mentioned to me this morning he would feel more comfortable in his own language, Spanish. And so his daughter is going to come and translate for him. And he tells me that when we all get to heaven, we will speak Spanish. So I can't wait. Jose, come on.
And heaven is just one language. The Lord language. The love of the Lord. I'm so glad to be here. And we'd like to thank you guys for this opportunity. And I know, because I see you guys in expectation, so I know you have a great heart for missions and for people. So for me, this is a great opportunity. And especially, I would like to thank Brother George. He got a big heart for mission. You know him better than me. And for us, it was a great venture with the Lord through this year. So we'd like to share it with you guys a little bit about it. Okay? I want to do that in Spanish because I feel in heaven when I speak Spanish. So, Melissa, she want to translate for me. She's a good translator. Okay? Quiero leer Proverbios 19:21.
I'd like to read Proverbs 19:21.
I want to read in English. And a New International Version. Proverbs 19:21 is a good, it's a powerful verse of the Bible. They say, many are the plan and a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevail. That's a powerful. ¿Por qué es poderoso?
Why powerful?
Cuando yo era joven.
When I was young.
Todavía soy joven.
I'm still young.
Todos ustedes son jóvenes.
All of you are still young.
En el corazón.
In your hearts.
Dice Pablo que cuando el exterior se pone viejo,
Paul says that when your exterior gets old,
tu interior se renueva de día en día.
Your interior gets younger from day to day.
Y yo sé que ustedes se sienten jóvenes en el Señor.
And I know you guys feel young in the Lord.
No tal vez para correr un maratón.
Maybe not to run a marathon.
Pero sí pueden servir al Señor todavía.
But you can still serve the Lord with all of your heart.
Y eso es más importante que cualquier cosa.
And that's more important than anything else.
Cuando yo era joven hacía planes.
When I was young I made plans.
Con quién me quiero casar.
With who I want to marry.
Qué quiero estudiar.
What I want to study.
Qué quiero hacer cuando sea mayor.
What I want to do when I'm older.
Pero cuando leí este verso,
but when I read this verse,
entendí algo.
I understood something.
Y esto me enseña a mí tres cosas.
And this teaches me three things.
Propósito es más importante que planes.
Purpose is more important than plans.
Antes de hacer planes,
before making plans,
pregúntale al Señor cuál es su propósito, cuál es su plan para tu vida.
Ask God what's His purpose, what are His plans for your life.
Y la antesala,
and the beforehand,
de los planes,
of the plans,
es el propósito del Señor.
Is God's purpose.
Cuando descubrimos el propósito del Señor,
when we discover the purpose of God,
entonces nos sentimos completos.
Then we can feel complete.
Porque sin propósito en la vida,
because without purpose in life,
lamentablemente,
sadly,
vivimos la vida,
we live our life,
pero no nos sentimos completos.
But we don't feel complete.
Quizás algunos de ustedes hoy dicen, ¿cuál ha sido mi propósito en la vida?
Maybe some of you today say, what has been my purpose in life?
Y todavía están aquí, todavía no saben cuál es el propósito del Señor.
And you're still here not knowing what God's purpose is for you.
Y tal vez algunos tienen 60.
And some of you are maybe 60.
50.
50.
20.
20.
Smile for the Lord. Pero no sienten que conocen el propósito del Señor.
But you don't feel that you know God's purpose for you.
Y han hecho planes toda su vida.
And you've made plans all of your life.
Pero se han olvidado.
But you've forgotten.
Que el Señor tiene un propósito para su vida.
That God has a purpose for your
life. No importa la edad que tengas.
No matter how old you are.
Si eres retirado.
If you're retired.
O todavía tienes un trabajo a tiempo completo.
Or you still have a full-time job.
Si tienes un propósito en el Señor.
If you have a purpose in God.
No te vas a sentar en una silla.
You're not going to sit in a chair.
Hacer ni nada.
And do nothing.
Tú vas a seguir haciendo para el Señor.
You're going to keep doing for God.
En el propósito del Señor.
In God's purpose.
Todos tienen este boletincito.
We all have this little bulletin.
No voy a hablar mucho acerca de mí.
I'm not going to talk a lot about myself.
Pero sí quiero compartir con ustedes.
But I do want to share with you.
Algunas experiencias.
A few of my experiences.
Porque si las cuento todas.
Because if I tell you all of them.
Tal vez terminemos sí a las 12.
Maybe we will finish at 12.
Pero no a las 12 del día, a las 12 de la noche.
But not at 12 noon, at 12 midnight.
Cuando tenía alrededor de 17 años, 16 para 17.
When I was around 16, almost 17 years old.
En Cuba es obligatorio ir al servicio militar.
In Cuba it is obligatory to go into the military service.
Cuando terminas high school.
When you finish high school.
Tú tienes que ir al servicio militar.
You have to go into the military service.
No hay arreglo para eso.
There is no fixing for that.
A menos que tengas una condición médica que te lo impida.
Unless you have a medical condition that does not allow you to.
Tienes que ir al servicio militar.
You would have to go into the military service.
Yo era un muchacho que no había salido de mi pueblo.
I was a boy that had never left my town.
Y me mandaron al servicio militar a la capital de la isla.
And they sent me to military service in the capital of the island.
Alrededor de 400 kilómetros.
Around 400 kilometers.
De mi hometown.
From my hometown.
A little bit of Spanglish. Cuando llegué al servicio militar,
when I got to the military service,
para mí fue muy difícil.
It was very difficult for me.
Si ustedes me ven, yo soy bien flaco.
If you see me, I'm pretty skinny.
So no tenía una construcción física para ser un militar.
I wasn't physically built to be a military servant.
And me ponían a correr mucho todos los días.
And they made me run a lot every day.
Y hacer ejercicio.
Do a lot of weightlifting and exercise.
Y no me gustaba para nada.
And I did not like it whatsoever.
Y yo tenía algún conocimiento sobre electrónica, electricidad, mecánica.
I knew a little bit about electronics and electricity and mechanics.
Because mi papá era mecánico.
Because my dad was a mechanic.
y yo lo ayudaba.
And I helped him a lot.
Y un día llegó un coronel a la unidad donde estábamos.
And one time, a coronel came to the unity we were staying in.
Y dice, ¿quién sabe electricidad aquí?
And says, who knows about electricity here?
Sí, I am. Y me dijo, ustedes van especial para una unidad pequeña.
You guys are going special to a small unity.
No van a correr más.
You're not going to run anymore.
No más ejercicio.
No more exercise.
Ustedes van a arreglar equipos electrónicos.
You're going to fix electronic equipment.
Say, oh, hallelujah. No, I don't say hallelujah because I don't know that word that time. But they say, oh, that's good. Y nos fuimos a esa unidad militar.
So we went to that military union.
Había, cuando llegamos allí, había muchachos que llevaban un año en esa unidad.
When we got there, there were a few boys that had been there for a few years in the military union.
Y había un muchacho.
And there was a boy.
Que era cristiano.
Who was Christian.
Y él comenzó a hablarme acerca del Señor.
And he started to speak to me about God.
Le tomó como 6 meses para convencerme.
It took him around 6 months to convince me.
Que fuera a la iglesia.
For me to go to church.
Pero un día decidí ir a la iglesia.
But one day I decided to go to church.
Y cuando fui a la iglesia ese día.
And when I went that day.
El predicador era de mexicano.
Pastor was Mexican.
Muy raro ver un misionero extranjero en Cuba.
It's really rare to see a strange missionary in Cuba.
Y él estaba en la iglesia.
And he was in the church.
Y parece que él conocía mi vida.
And it looked like he knew my life.
Pero ahora sé que fue Jesús el que conocía mi vida.
But now I know that God was the one that knew my life.
Y comenzó a hablar mi vida.
And he started to talk about my life.
Y de alguna manera cuando él hizo el llamado al frente.
And in some way when he did the calling up front.
Algo me empujó al altar.
Something pushed me to the altar.
Y recibí a Jesús como mi Señor y Salvador.
And I received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior.
Pero como todo incrédulo.
But since everything is incredulous.
Cuando me paré del altar.
When I stood up from the altar.
Vi una señora con su Biblia.
I saw a lady with her Bible.
An old lady. Because las mujeres jóvenes hoy día no cargan la Biblia.
Young women these days don't carry their Bible.
Y tenía su Biblia.
And she had her Bible.
Y era muy difícil conseguir una Biblia en Cuba para ese tiempo.
And it was very difficult to find a Bible in Cuba at that time.
Todavía es difícil.
It's still difficult.
Pero en ese tiempo era muy, muy difícil.
But at that time it was very,
no había
very
un lugar
difficult.
Donde comprar una Biblia.
No time or place to buy a Bible.
Y el que tenía una Biblia no la iba a regalar.
And the one that had it wasn't going to give it away.
Y yo le dije al Señor, le dije, si tú eres Dios y verdad existe, yo quiero que me dejes un libro como ese para aprender de ti.
And I told God, if you're real and you really do exist, I want a book like that to learn about you.
Y me fui a la parada del bus enfrente.
And I went to the bus stop up front.
Para irme a la unidad militar.
To go to my military union.
Y ese día el bus demoró más que nunca.
And that day the bus took forever.
Normalmente pasaban cada 20 a 30 minutos.
It usually would take every 20 or 30 minutes.
Ese día demoró hora y media.
That day it took an hour and a half.
Y yo estaba en la parada cuando el misionero que predicó en el altar llegó.
I was at the bus stop when the missioner that preached in the altar arrived.
Y él iba a tomar un bus también a otro lugar.
And he was getting to take a bus to another place as well.
Y él me dice, tú fuiste el que aceptó al Señor esta noche.
And he told me, you were the guy that accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior tonight.
Y yo dije, oh sí, necesitaba yo a Jesús.
I'm like, oh yeah, I needed God.
Y él me dijo, yo siento algo en mi corazón.
I feel something in my heart.
El Señor me dice que te dé mi Biblia.
God tells me to give you my Bible.
Y él me dio su Biblia.
And he gave me his Bible that day.
So el Señor respondió esa oración inmediatamente.
So God answered my prayer immediately.
Y desde ese día hasta hoy.
And since that day till today.
I believe in Jesus.
I believe in
with
Jesus.
With all my heart. He changed my life. Cuando terminé el servicio militar.
When I finished my military service.
Bueno, antes de terminar.
Well, before I finished.
Empecé a hablarle del Señor a mucha gente en la unidad militar.
I started to talk to people about Jesus in many places in the military union.
Incluyendo algunos superiores.
Including some superiors.
Teniente coronel.
A colonel.
Y él me dijo que yo estaba loco.
And he told me I was crazy.
So él me mandó preso.
So he put me in jail.
Y después de un tiempo allí.
And then after a few times there.
Él me mandó a la unidad de psiquiatría.
He put me into the psychiatric unity.
Y la doctora que me atendió.
And the doctor that took care of me.
Él me dijo, ¿por qué tú estás aquí?
Asked me why I was there.
Y yo le dije, porque creo en Jesús.
And I told her because I believed in Jesus.
Y sí, pues todos los que creen en Jesús no están locos.
Well, not everyone who believes in Jesus is crazy.
Someone is crazy.
Someone.
Y ella me dijo, yo creo en Jesús.
I believe in Jesus.
Y ella me dijo, entre tú y yo.
And she told me, between you and I.
Yo voy a la iglesia bautista de del centro de La Habana.
I go to the Baptist church in the middle of Havana.
Pero no te preocupes.
But don't worry.
Quédate tranquilo.
Be still.
Que el Señor está en control.
God's in control.
Después de varios días en la unidad de psiquiatría.
After a few days in the psychiatric unity.
Como yo era militar.
Since I was in the military.
Me llevaron a una comisión médica.
They took me to a medical commission.
Antes de ir allá.
Before going there.
La doctora me dijo.
The doctor told me.
Di la verdad. Que tú crees en Jesús.
Tell the truth that you believe in Jesus.
Cuando fui a la comisión,
when I went to the commission,
le dije, yo creo en Jesús.
I told them I believe in Jesus.
Y todos piensan que estoy loco.
And they all think I'm crazy.
Pero creer en Jesús no es estar loco.
But believing in God isn't being crazy.
Me mandaron a la unidad militar de vuelta.
I went back to the military union.
Cuando llevaba 3 días después de haber salido del hospital,
after being 3 days after leaving the hospital,
me llama el coronel a su oficina.
Colonel called me to his office.
Y me dice, no sé qué pasó allá.
I don't know what happened there.
Pero la comisión médica dice que te dé la baja del servicio militar hoy mismo.
But the medical commission says for you to be removed from the military service right now.
Thank the Lord for that. Serví al servicio militar, salí antes del tiempo del servicio militar.
I left early from the military service.
El Señor lo hizo.
God did that.
Amen. Después de eso,
after that,
yo no quería servir a Dios.
I didn't want to serve God.
Y pensé quedarme en la capital del país.
And I thought to stay in Havana, the capital of the country.
Como el que vive en un town pequeño.
Like the one who lives in a small town.
Y va a la ciudad una vez.
And goes to the city one time.
Y no quiere irse de la ciudad.
And doesn't want to leave the city.
Y yo estaba, quería quedarme en la ciudad.
And I wanted to stay in the city.
Pero el Señor pensaba lo contrario, tenía planes para mí.
But God thought the contrary, he had plans for me.
Me mandó a mi hometown.
He brought me to my hometown.
Para que predicara el evangelio a mi familia.
For me to teach the evangelical words to my family.
Ahí empezó mi aventura en el servicio al Señor.
That's when my adventure with God's service began.
Y comencé a predicar el evangelio en la casa de una tía.
And I started to preach the evangelical news in my aunt's house.
Mi tía era creía en las religiones africanas.
My aunt believed in African religions.
Y tenía altares.
And she had altars.
For all those para todos esos ídolos.
For all those idols.
Y un día comencé a hablarle del Señor y del amor de Cristo.
And one day I started talking to her about God and His love.
Y ella aceptó a Cristo como Señor y Salvador.
And she accepted Christ as his personal Lord and Savior.
Instantáneamente.
Instantly.
Recibió convicción.
She received conviction.
De que todo lo que ella servía.
That everything that she served.
No provenía de Dios.
Didn't come from God.
Así que se deshizo de todo eso.
So she got rid of everything.
Y abrió su casa.
And opened her doors.
Para un servicio.
For a service.
Y ahí empezamos una iglesia.
And that's where we started our first church.
Yo no sabía mucho de la Biblia.
I didn't know a lot about the Bible.
No tenía estudios teológicos.
I didn't have any theological studies.
Pero tenía un corazón para Dios.
But I did have a heart for God.
Y yo compartía ese amor de Dios con la gente.
And I shared that love with people.
Hoy,
today,
hay una tremenda iglesia allí.
There is a tremendous church there.
Y la gente ama al Señor.
And people love God.
Y Dios está haciendo cosas grandes en ese lugar.
And God's doing great things in that place.
Hoy día hay una iglesia legalmente constituida allí.
Right there, there is a legal church constituted there.
El Señor abrió esa puerta.
God opened those doors.
Pasando el tiempo.
Passing time.
Fue muy difícil con las autoridades.
It was really difficult with the authorities.
Ellos ponen multa por hacer servicios ilegales.
They put fines for doing illegal services.
Ellos te ponen en la cárcel si no obedeces de romper los servicios.
If they put you in jail if you don't pay the fines.
Y es muy difícil predicar el evangelio. Era muy difícil predicar el evangelio en Cuba.
And it was very difficult to preach in Cuba.
Pero nada nos detenía.
But nothing stopped us.
Siempre continuamos predicando el evangelio.
We always continued to preach the evangelio.
No importa lo que las autoridades decían.
No matter what authorities said.
El Señor estaba por encima de las autoridades.
God was on top of the authorities.
Y hoy,
and today,
en Cuba Dios está abriendo puertas.
In Cuba, God is opening doors.
El Señor está... Cuando yo comencé esa iglesia,
when I started that church,
eran siete iglesias madres.
There were seven mother churches.
Y algunas iglesias en casa, incluyendo la que yo estaba.
And some of the house churches, including the one that I was in.
Hoy,
today,
it was 370 churches. Y hay muchos misioneros.
And there are many missionaries
que están pagando el mismo precio que yo pagué un día.
That are paying the same price that I paid one day.
Y viven por fe.
And they live by faith.
Cada día viven por fe.
Every day they live by faith.
El arroz que comen hoy.
The rice they eat today.
They thank to the Lord.
They give thanks to the Lord.
Y confían para el de mañana.
And they're confident in tomorrow's.
El Señor está en control.
God's in control.
Dios nos ha dado el privilegio.
God's giving us the privilege.
De soportar cuatro misioneros,
to support and help out four missionaries,
a tiempo completo,
full time,
y es una bendición para ellos,
and it's a blessing for them.
Ellos me hacen llorar cuando me escriben cartas.
They make me cry when they write letters.
How, cómo la bendición les llega a tiempo.
How their blessing is on time.
Cuando no tienen nada,
when they don't have anything,
el Señor llega con la ayuda.
God is there with help.
Yo aprendí a compartir.
I learned to give thanks and to share.
No exactamente en Cuba.
Not exactly in Cuba.
Cuando me fui en el 2000 de Cuba.
When I left in the year 2000 from Cuba.
Me fui a Chile.
I left to Chile.
Con soporte de nadie.
With no support from anyone.
Solo por fe.
Only by faith.
Chile es un país muy caro para vivir.
Chile is a very expensive country to live in.
Y por 5 años,
and for 5 years,
vivimos por fe en ese país.
We lived by faith in that country.
El Señor de una manera o de otra proveía para la renta.
God, one way or another, provided for rent.
Para la comida.
For food.
Y pasamos muchas necesidades.
And we were very needy.
Y esa fue la cueva de Adulam para nosotros.
And that was our test for us.
Y esa prueba para nosotros.
And that test.
El Señor nos enseñó.
Taught us.
Que el día que nos diera la oportunidad de tener,
that the day that he would give us the opportunity to have,
teníamos que soportar misioneros.
We have to support and help out missionaries.
Porque a veces nuestra comfort zone,
because sometimes when we're comfort,
no entendemos que hay otros del otro lado,
we don't understand that there are people on the other side,
que están viviendo por fe,
who are living by faith.
Y eso nos enseñó a nosotros,
and that taught us,
que tenemos que compartir,
that we have to share.
Y le damos gracias al Señor.
And we're thankful to God.
Que con esta apertura del cambio del hermano de Fidel a la presidencia.
And with this, we give thanks to God from the change of presidency to Fidel's brother.
Él está abriendo un poco más las puertas.
He's opening a little bit more doors.
So ahora los americanos podemos ir a Cuba.
So Americans can go to Cuba.
Y bendecir corazones.
And bless hearts.
Y tener una experiencia.
And have an experience.
Y hay un poquito más de apertura.
And there's a little more aperture.
No completo.
Not full.
Pero hay un poquito más.
But there's a little more.
Y el Señor está permitiendo esto.
And God's permitting this.
Para que ganemos a Cuba para Cristo.
For us to win Cuba for Christ.
Hoy.
Today.
Es no la religión africana la número uno en Cuba.
It's not the African religion number one in Cuba.
Es el evangelio number one in Cuba.
It's Christianity number one.
So. Let's praise for the Lord. Quiero terminar.
I'd like to finish.
Ahí hay mucho más sobre nuestras vidas.
There's a little more on there about our lives.
Pero quiero terminar con.
But I'd like to finish with.
Quisiera compartir con ustedes lo que es el potencial de una semilla.
I'd like to share with you what the potential of a seed is.
Una semilla en el counter de la cocina.
A seed on a counter of a kitchen.
Es simplemente una semilla.
It's just a seed.
Una semilla en la gaveta de la mesa de noche.
A seed in your bed It's thy table drawer.
Es simplemente una semilla.
It's just a seed.
Una semilla en nuestro bolsillo.
A seed in our pocket.
Es simplemente una semilla.
It's just a seed.
No importa el tamaño de la semilla.
No matter how big the wallet is.
Jesús habló de la semilla más pequeña.
God talked about the smallest seed.
Del semilla de mostaza.
The mustard seed.
Y cuando él hablaba de la semilla.
And when he talked about the seed.
Él hablaba del potencial de esa semilla.
He talked about the potential of that seed.
Y él le hizo entender a sus discípulos.
And he made his disciples understand.
Que la única manera de saber el potencial de una semilla.
That the only way to know the potential of a seed.
Es cuando la plantamos en la tierra.
Is when you plant it on the ground.
Cuando tú plantas la semilla en la tierra.
When you plant a seed in the ground.
No importa el tamaño de la semilla.
Does it matter how big the seed is?
La verdad de esa semilla.
The truth of that seed.
Es que no es una semilla.
Is that it's not a seed.
Es que es un árbol.
It's a tree.
Y que ese árbol tiene frutos.
And that tree has fruits.
Y que esos frutos tienen más árboles.
And those fruits have more trees.
Y esos árboles tienen más semillas.
And those trees have more seeds.
So el verdadero potencial de la semilla.
So the true potential of a seed.
Es que es un bosque completo.
It's a whole forest.
No importa el tamaño de la semilla.
No matter how big the seed is.
Si la plantamos en la tierra.
If you plant it in the ground.
En buena tierra.
In good ground.
Te va a dar fruto a 100 por 1.
It's going to give you fruit 1 to 100.
Cuba es un buen terreno.
Cuba is a good land.
So quiero dejarle en su mente.
So I want to leave in your mind.
Si tienen la oportunidad de plantar una semilla algún día.
That if you have the opportunity to plant a seed someday.
Cuba es un buen terreno.
Cuba is a good land.
Te garantizo.
I guarantee you.
Que te va a dar fruto a 100 por 1.
That it will give you fruit 100 to 1.
Con gratitud.
With gratitude.
From the Lord.
From the Lord.
God bless you guys.